This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats were expecting Inspector Clouseau when they started their little spy thriller, and they instead got James Bond. Trump. James Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Holy cow. Who knew the can of worms that the left would open up on themselves? I couldn't be more thrilled. This is all the intrigue and the, you know, whatever the spy thriller genre brings up for you, it's all that and a bag of chips. Imagine going to the theater. You get free popcorn, free nachos, and free candy, and the movie costs you a buck. That's what we're doing right now in America. We're having a lot of fun watching these Democrats go crazy on each other. Oh, man. I talked earlier in the broadcast. The man who knew too little, Donald Trump, going to D.C., finding out all the dirt by accident, and then springing it back onto him by accident. And the Democrats going, wow, he's good. Because he is good. The pressure is now on Mueller. The pressure is on the FBI. Dude, let me ask you this. I don't have the polling, but you guys, look it up. Look it up at any time. It doesn't matter when you listen to this broadcast. Look it up. Do you believe that more Americans trust the FBI than they did before? Do you think the Americans trust the CIA? What about Clapper? What about Brennan? What about Comey? Eric Holder? Loretta Lynch? Susan Rice? All these names are coming up in email chatter and stuff like this. Spies inside of the Trump campaign thing. Oh, man. What a great time to be a conservative in America, to look at these clowns and see what they're doing. Perpetrating lie after lie after lie and getting caught. Dependent, you guys know, dependent upon the very notion that Hillary Clinton would become president. If it weren't for, if Hillary had done her dang gum job, we would know nothing about this. We would be so in the dark, we would be mushrooms. Kept in the dark and they just keep shoveling manure on us. You know what I'm talking about? And look at all the ways they try to cover it up, right? Stormy Daniels. And I don't want to talk about her. But look at the turn of fate of everybody that conspires against Donald Trump. How many people have you talked to that go, Kevin, this is divine. This is God watching over Donald Trump. I'm one of them. I've said it. Now, I happen to be a Christ follower and believe that God watches over everything. But I'm saying even people that aren't that religious or somewhat, you know, secular, they're going, man, I don't know. I just think God has got his hand in this. And you're like, man, you don't even go to church. I know, but, you know, I mean, it's like proving to me that God exists. Okay, okay. Trump is making people go back to the Lord. Get back into the in the church. Has anybody studied that? Hey, Rasmussen, is Donald Trump creating a frenzy of people going, there's got to be a God. How is Donald Trump surviving? Woo! This is so much fun. So much pressure being put back on to the left. The pressure being put on Mueller. Wrap up this investigation. Giuliani came out and said this thing should be wrapped up by, what did he say, September? Now, I don't know if he can depend on that. He says, yeah. Says, if you want to interview us in July, tell me when the report's going to get done. They said, you know, when that report get issued. And they said September, which is good for everyone because nobody wants to drag it into the midterms. I do. I want to drag it into the midterms. Look, the Democrats are being – what's funny is people think this is going to drag out as if it's bad for the Republicans. And dragging things out, normally that's what it is.
Well, if this drags out, the Republicans are not going to like it.
If this drags out, the Democrats continue with the butt-kicking that they currently are giving themselves. It is in the best interest of the Democrats. I'm not telling you this because I'm trying to set them in a trap. Y'all know I just tell you, I give you the truth. Democrats, if you really want to save your butts, which is impossible, but if you don't want them to get kicked any worse because you're doing it to yourselves, stop now. I'm just saying, stop now. Don't drag this out any further because it's a farce.
everybody recognizes it. When Donald Trump can get over 51%, over 50%, he's at, I think he's 51 now, and he's probably in the 60s, to be honest. When he can get that, after everything that they've done to him, bad news. Giuliani said he didn't want a repeat of what happened in 2016 when Comey announced in his camp that in the final days he was reopening the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of private email, blah, blah, blah. Rudy, keep your mouth shut. There's going to be a repeat. There already is a repeat. They're looking at everything. Now, New York is opening up an investigation on Wiener's emails. Hillary's got an investigation. They've got one on the Clinton Foundation. They've got a new one opening up on how the FBI handled the Clinton email scandal. And you're about to see others. Jim Jordan is saying we need another special counsel to look into the entire thing. This one won't be looked at, unfortunately. You know, at the way that the Democrats had been looked at before, this one's going to be looked at the right way, I guess is what I'm trying to say, because I didn't say it very well. Kevin, you've lost your eloquence. Woo, man, I don't want to say it's fun. You want to know why? Because it's a stain on the Republic. You want to know how big this thing is? I was thinking about this. This thing that's happening right now is so big that it actually rocks the foundation of government. There are many politicians who understand this. I think that's part of the reason why it's drips and drabs, that Mueller's dragging it out. So, because think about it. If Mueller did his job, there's probably at least five FBI agents who would be in prison. Brennan, former head of the CIA, would probably be in prison as a leaker. Barack Obama, Hillary. I mean, so many people on the left to go to prison. You want to talk about Armageddon and not be overstating it? The number of Democrats that would go to prison if we were legitimately handling this would rock the foundations of the Democratic Party. That's the truth. No hyperbole. That's what they're all afraid of. Rocking the foundation of the Democratic Party, rocking the foundation of the politics as we know it. And the two-party says, let me tell you, you talk about a mass exodus. You would see a mass exodus of the Democrats to the Republicans or to independents or whatever that would shock you. That's why this is so scary for the Democrats. I talked about people saying, oh, Brennan is scared. Isn't Brennan who's scared? It's all the Democrats, all the former president's men, meaning Barack Obama's team. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Some crazy stuff, Netflix, we got chaos. That's what they say about Trump. Still saying. Anyway, we'll be back. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You know what's trending on Twitter? Criminal deep state. That's trending. Donald Trump, let me just give you some idea what this guy does. So here was a couple of tweets I saw as I was prepping for the show. There will be big news coming soon for our great American auto workers. After many decades of losing your jobs to other countries, you've waited long enough. That was one thing. The next tweet that he had tweeted a bit earlier was witch hunt in all caps. You have to love this dude, man. He is on point. He doesn't let anything, you know, go away in the sense. I mean, he's going to keep it in the forefront. I love this. What an amazing guy. Here's another one. Big legislation will be signed by me shortly after many years. Right to try. And big changes to Dodd-Frank. Do you know what right to try is? Right to try means if you are dying, somebody says you're terminal, you have a right to try experimental medication to save your life. We used to not do that. Can you? I mean, I want you to think about the government telling you, nope, look, I know we give you in the Constitution life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but this part about life doesn't give you the right to try. You can't try an experimental thing because it might kill you, but you're going to die. That's how crazy our government has become. I mean, I loved it. And look, there are people that wouldn't even know what right to try is if it weren't for the president tweeting about it. The idea that you can't, where the Constitution says you have the ability to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Let me just put it this way. If you don't have the right to try to save your life, you have none of those. They've taken away your liberty so that you could have life and pursuit of happiness. That's how crazy things are in this world. I love looking at these tweets, man. You get to, if you get in contact with me on Twitter, I'm at that little at sign, Kevin Jackson TBS, and connect with me. You'll see what I, you know, because I'll be honest with you, I love looking at these different articles. Here's one. Netflix stock is plummeting in response to the Obama show. Now, I wouldn't say it's plummeting. It was down 2.82%. But I'm gonna tell you something. It is going to go down. And the reason that Netflix, and we're jumping around a little bit, it's okay. My producers are going like looking at their watches like, we're on a schedule. You don't tell me what to do. Whose show do you think this is? Not on anybody's schedule. I will do what I want. Look, so you guys are aware that, and I talked about it a little bit earlier in the broadcast, but Netflix is going to let the Obamas produce a bunch of shows. And I laughingly said, I forget what it was, but they called them, stories. And I said, well, that was the same word we used to use it for a liar. You know, like, oh, man, he tells stories. Because my grandparents wouldn't let me say the word liar. So we would say, he tells stories, but he's a liar. So they were like, Obama's a great storytellers. And I went, yeah, they are. They're great liars. But they got a deal with Netflix. They gave one to, Will Smith, like $90 million. The Obamas probably got a fat deal with them. And Susan Rice is on the board. They're a very liberal group. And I said, I'm canceling them. I'm going to cancel Netflix. I'm going to go to something else. Now, is the other one leftist owned? Probably. It's all Hollywood crap, right? They negotiate the deals. But at least they didn't hire the Obamas. And at least Susan Rice doesn't sit on the board. I mean, we have to draw a line in the sand somewhere. Now, if you're smart, if you and I don't know who's out there that can put this together, come up with a conservative Netflix. How about we do that? And yeah, look, I don't know how much money they want to make because they're all making their own movies and things like this. But here's what I can tell you. If Netflix is $10 a month and you charge $5 a month and you only had half their money, but you weren't making Hollywood blockbusters, instead you were making films that cost anywhere from $1 million to $5 million max. That's your budget. Go make me good films. And you loaded it up with films, but you had all the TV shows and you had access to other movies except what they create. Could you survive on it? Yeah. I don't know, 5 million people a month had your service and you were making $25 million a month, I think you could get away with it. So, I don't know how many people have Netflix. I bet you it's millions. And you're paying roughly $10 a piece, double. So let's say they have 5 million subscribers and they're paying $10 each. So, is my math right? 5 million subscribers are paying $10 each. We're talking about $50 million a month. You can do a lot with that. It's all technology at this point. It's not intensive. It's not like you have to have people, monitoring and saying, is your video the right thing? Like YouTube, the monitor's over there. So I think I could survive on that. If I cut it in half and said it's not 50 million, it's 25 million, I'd take 25 million. 5 million a month and I can run a successful video service. Look, there's a host of opportunities awaiting the conservative movement. You want to know when it's going to kick in? When we stop giving our money to the left. When somebody says, let's get together. Can you imagine if Hannity, O'Reilly, three or four people got together, and Kevin Jackson, because I want to be a part, and we put together a video streaming service a la Netflix. We went to the same people and got TV shows and all that. And instead of worrying about Hollywood films, we financed our own TV shows, brought Tim Allen over and all the, we told the conservatives of Hollywood, you now have a home. Come here. Do you think these guys would be making great films and great TV shows and writing for us? Of course they would. Of course they would. Come on. So we could do it. Clapper, ooh, they did a thing. I'm looking at Twitter right now. They did a thing on his body language. He is the biggest liar. Wow. He's going down, I'm telling you. Clapper's going to be one that goes down. Let me look real quick. What else we got? Oh, ooh, this is an ugly picture of Comey. Everything okay, Jim? He's like snarling. Eee. Yeah, and I know you can catch people in all kinds of crazy stuff, but let's see. Here's one. New York mayor nutcase must know that schools are threatened. Otherwise, why would he do this? He takes armed police out of schools. Takes them out. Let's see what Donald J. Trump did on this one. It's clear they had eyes and ears all over the Trump campaign. Judge Andrew Napolitano. So Donald Trump gets quotes from people when they're on TV. He's never done this to me. He's done it to other people. I don't care. If he does it, great. If he doesn't, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. But I've said some pretty profound things and been a pretty good proponent of Donald Trump. But, yeah, he hasn't gotten to me yet. We'll see what happens. What else we got? So today we kept another promise, proposed new rule to prohibit Title 10, Title X funding from going to any clinic that performs abortions. We talked about that the other day. I love that. I love it. I'm still in a battle with Roland Martin, so I'm seeing some of that thread. Let's see. Here's one. Look how things have turned around on the criminal deep state. They'll go after phony collusion with Russia, a made-up scam, and end up getting caught in a major spy scandal the likes of this country may have never seen before. What goes around comes around. So true. Let's see. Oh, here's one he did on Tommy Lahren. Everybody is with Tommy Lahren, a truly outstanding and respected young woman. Statement from the President of the United States. I don't know why he's chiming in. I don't know why he's protecting Tommy Lahren, but, you know, if he feels like he needs to, good for him. What else? Oh, man. Cool stuff. Anyway, look, we got a lot to talk about today. I just wanted to cover some tweets because I find them very interesting. Tweet to me at Kevin Jackson TBS.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, Harvey Weinstein was arraigned on rape and sexual assault charges. He posted the $1 million bail and has to wear an electronic monitor. He's also not allowed to leave either New York or Connecticut and did have to forfeit his passport as he is a flight risk. Ronan Farrow is a reporter with The New Yorker. He broke the initial story regarding Weinstein's alleged misconduct.
When I first began speaking to Harvey Weinstein's accusers, they were correctly terrified. They feared retaliation. They feared for their physical safety. We know he was hiring all sorts of intermediaries to threaten and intimidate people. And most of all, Robin, they never believed they would be heard.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. Is the summit with North Korea on or off? President Trump updates the situation outside the White House before boarding Marine One.
We're going to see what happens. We're talking to them now. It was a very nice statement they put out. We'll see what happens.
This is USA Radio News.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats are divided. They don't know what to do. I use this comment quite a bit, but they do remind me of woodpeckers in a concrete forest. They don't know where to go, and they're just hurting their beaks. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. I want to play a clip from Al Green. Yeah. So in love with you. Not that Al Green. Whatever you want to do. Now I want to sing. It's all right with me. Oh, Texas Al Green, congressman, member of the Congressional Black Circus. He wants to impeach Donald Trump, as do all the members of the Congressional Black Circus, because let me tell you something. The money train's drying up. These little crumb feeders at the hands of Pelosi and Schumer and so on, they see that their fortunes are really tied to their ability to cause rancor. And so in this particular case, Pelosi's like, y'all need to shut up. But Al Green talks about it, and he references Pelosi. But here they are talking about impeachment.
Senator Green, if Democrats take back the House in November, what is the likelihood that Speaker Nancy Pelosi will bring up an impeachment charge?
I'll let Speaker Pelosi address her actions. But here is a point that I think is salient and one that ought to be referenced. Every member of the House is accorded the opportunity to bring up impeachment. This is not something that the Constitution has bestowed upon leadership. It's something that every member has the right and privilege of doing. So I'm not sure that there'll be members who are going to wait for someone else if that someone else, doesn't matter who it is declining to do it. We can all do it. And I think that there's a good likelihood that there will be articles of impeachment.
Wait, have you heard directly from the minority leader about these efforts of yours, specifically to asking you to stop, asking you to hold back, anything along that line?
Well, I don't think you have to ask me what I've heard. I think it's probably, if you've read publications, it's intuitively obvious to perhaps even the most casual observer that she and I are in different places on this.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. So, they want to impeach, but the leadership is going, we're not going to impeach. We need you to leave this alone. There's a reason for that. They know that it's energized us. They watched what happened in Ohio, and it shouldn't send a shockwave through them. And now they're watching all these other things. And they can't control social media, so they're really afraid. They can't control what's getting out there. You want to hear the latest? This is going to blow your mind. And now I could talk about the impeachment thing and the chasm between the Democrats, the fact that leadership is not even being followed. There was a time where when you had control of Congress the way, you know, Tip O'Neill did, for example, the Democrats followed leadership. These black folks are going, we don't care what you think, Nancy Pelosi. We're going to do our thing. That is a break. Now, here's the problem. The break in that black leadership isn't helping. It isn't pro-Trump, a pro-Trump break. In fact, it's quite the opposite. But it really is a pro-Trump break. Here's what I'm telling you. Leadership understands that most blacks do not follow what's going on with Al Green and Nancy Pelosi and these other blacks calling for impeachment. They actually see this. They're saying, guys, you're ruining it and you're ruining your credibility. And in your break with us, you're proving that we're not united in this thing. And this has far-reaching implications. And they're afraid for that. The Kanye effect is what you're watching play out here. Now, some people want to credit Candace Owens. I don't care. Can't credit who you want. Some people, if they're smart, would be crediting blacks like myself and Elder and many others, because unlike Candace, who was a never-Trumper at some point, I never was. I said I'd support whoever won, and there came a point where I went, it's going to be Trump, and I was all in, and I've been all in. I criticize what he does bad, and I will elevate what he does good. I like what I'm seeing so far. There's a couple things. He said something the other day that I happen to disagree with. What was it? I can't remember, but there's a policy that he has that I'm going, I don't like. I don't like his tax policy that doesn't make everybody pay a little something. But so we disagree on some things. But in the scheme of things, you know, I'd be crazy not to be, you know, happy with what's going on with Donald Trump. Anyway, I want to go back to this thing on Al Green and impeachment. And I want to talk about how crazy things have gotten for the left. And I want to play this clip from Jamu Green, where she speculates on Trump in multiple affairs or something. But here it is.
Planned Parenthood can, a lot of us believe, unfortunately, conduct abortions, but they can't do it on a taxpayer dime. And that's the line that we're drawing here.
Well, Pete, they're not doing it on the taxpayer dime. There is a law in place, the Hyde Amendment, that makes it very clear that federal funds can't be used for abortion.
Yeah, but this is effectively the enforcement of the Hyde Amendment. No, I just want to clarify. This is the enforcement of the Hyde Amendment.
The Hyde Amendment is enforced, and Planned Parenthood meticulously makes sure that they are following those rules. But to your first question around the outrage, I guess, that you mentioned is coming from the left, I think what is outrageous here is that no one would be surprised if President Trump himself hadn't personally funded multiple abortions, and through this ruling is trying
you're just tossing that out.
But I,
so we don't need evidence.
No one would be surprised.
How can you go on national TV and say that?
Would you be surprised?
Why would I speculate about that background on anybody, Jamu? It's inappropriate to
would you be surprised?
Hold on, this is the height of
irresponsibility. Ahead,
this man, President Trump, has made a ruling that is going to take away many women's access to basic health care, and he's done it for political reasons.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, 844-551-8255. Do you see how crazy things get on the left?
He could possibly have, you know, paid for a bunch of abortions.
I don't know that he did, but I just want to put that out there. Now, can you imagine if I put that out there? What would happen? By the way, Fox News doesn't like controversy. Are you kidding? Look, these are the things that people are out there saying and doing. This is the level of desperation. That was Jamu Green, by the way. And Fox, I don't know if she's still a contributor, but occasionally they have her on, spouting out something completely out of the blue, completely speculative. Pete asked her, do you have any proof? Nope. But it's entirely possible. It's entirely possible that it isn't. Is that what we've gone to in order to get to President Trump, whose policy is we're not funding your abortions through Planned Parenthood? In other words, we're not paying for them. And then you know what our next comment was? Well, he's limiting women's rights to adequate health care. How so? That's really what the discussion should have been. And that's where I always come back to why we don't get to these things. They're talking impeachment over what? Because you disagree with his ideology, so we should impeach Obama because we disagreed with his stance on health care. If we want to disagree with you because you've taken something out of a policy position and you've abused your power, Obama should have been impeached 5-6 times. But think about what Trump does, and I'll use DACA as an example. President Trump says DACA, which was due to expire on May the 12th, he says, well, look, not May the 12th, earlier, he says, it's illegal to begin with. I want Congress. I want to put this back into the hands of Congress. And oh, by the way, I'm willing to go farther. I'm willing to put more people on it. And you know what Congress did? Nothing. They didn't address it. The Democrats still demonize it. Oh, he's not interested in immigration. He's a xenophobe. And Trump is like, look, the proper procedure for DACA would be not through executive edict. It would be for Congress. You put something on it, and I'm going to take a look at it. And oh, by the way, I will do 3 times more DACA people than you even put on your list. If that doesn't tell you everything you need to know about the Democrats, I don't know what does. They don't care about the reality of helping these people and the fact that Donald Trump says, I'm willing to meet you. Don't think this is being missed by these leftists. I talked earlier in the broadcast of the number of people who are coming over every single day. And I'm going to ask this question again in the show. What do you think? How many Republicans do you think are going, man, I can't stand what Donald Trump is doing. I'm leaving to go to the Democrats. They may find you one Pied Piper over there. Oh, you know, one example. Look at this guy. Thousands of Democrats. I don't know how, you know, hundreds, thousands every day, every week, every whatever, are coming over. They're coming over in the Midwest states where they feel underrepresented or not represented. They're coming over because they've seen their party do things that they never would have predicted, that they never would have believed their party would have done. They're seeing it happen, and they're saying to themselves, this isn't right. I'm telling you, that's what's happening. So, you know, I look at the blacks that want to impeach, the blacks like Jamu Green who want to make up things about Donald Trump and then decry fake news. It's exactly what it was. It has nothing to do with anything. And we bring sanity to the equation every single day and watch these things unfold, and they don't know how to handle it. The level of desperation only is going to get worse, but that's good for us.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh man, I'm still battling with Fathead Roland Martin, former CNN hack. If you get fired from CNN, you're an anchor on CNN. You get fired, you're a hack. I mean, these are the few. Have you looked at that lineup? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Now, Roland will argue, well, you've never been at CNN. You're right, Roland. I haven't. I haven't been able to be fired by CNN. I mean, Al Sharpton has a better gig than Roland Martin. Jeez. And you know what he's arguing about? The three-fifths compromise. We've been arguing about this now for the better part of 3 days since I came off Laura Ingraham. And some knucklehead black professor, attorney, said, well, you got to remember, I was only three-fifths of a person when the Constitution was formed. And I went, that's just nonsense. And so that started it. He said, they didn't think of me as human. And I said, that's nonsense. The founding fathers thought of nothing more than slaves being human. It's exactly why the Three-Fifths Compromise was written. I did an entire video and sent it over to Fathead Roland Martin. By the way, look at the size of his head. If you think I'm lying, see, people think I'm they're like, Kevin, you shouldn't resort to name-calling. I'm not name-calling. I'm merely pointing out an abnormality of Roland. Now, you can be mad. If I'd said big hands, Roland, you might not have taken it as bad. He's a fathead. Look at his head. He's got the head of three people. And he's not a little dude. If Roland was on a regular-sized body, if he were to lose weight, I'm not kidding you, you would wonder how he keeps that head up. They say the average human brain weighs 8 pounds. Well, Roland's probably weighs about, I don't know, 3 ounces. But his head weighs like 40 pounds. I'm not even joking. Roland's head is big. And so I call him Fathead Roland just to make it a point that he's got such a fat head, but where's his brain? He doesn't have a brain because he's a dummy. Fathead Roland Martin. But anyway, here's my point. I'm going to say it again because I want to make sure I'm very crystal clear on this, because he brings up Plessy versus Ferguson and the 14th Amendment. And I'm going, hey, Roe, this is a simple discussion. Did the Three-Fifths Compromise help slaves or not? And he said, of course it didn't help slaves. And then he went into Plessy versus Ferguson. And see, when he said, of course it did not help slaves, he's lying. He went on to say, well, it didn't really. It wasn't until Plessy versus Ferguson and the 14th Amendment that all this happened. Really? What led to all of this? I've already given this, but I want to say it again because I want to be very clear. I didn't pick a fight with Fathead Roland Martin, who's now on Ghetto TV. On TV One, Black TV, you know, an audience is not even bigger than my YouTube. Well, what used to be my YouTube audience, so they deleted my account. But Roland's got no audience. Roland gets paid almost like NPR, you know, because like there'll be a George Soros group who will fund somebody else who says, look, if you have these black race pimps come on and say the things we want them to say, we'll pay their salaries. And so Roland gets reduced from CNN. And then he goes down to Ghetto TV, and he thinks he's a big shot. I'm making more money than you, Kevin Jackson. And I remember when we had this argument, I said, yeah, because you're a sellout. You make more money than I do because you're a sellout. If I was a sellout, you wouldn't even know who Roland Martin was. If I was to go to CNN or MSNBC and sell out and do what I do on the other side of the aisle, holy cow, I would be the biggest name in politics. I crap you not. But anyway, so we're having this discussion. And Roland keeps going back and forth. You lied. You said that it didn't humanize black. And I said, no. When the guy said I was three-fifths a person during when they formed the civil rights, you know, formed the Constitution, what I was saying is you never were three-fifths a person. See, that's a mentality. I'm three-fifths a person. Now, I know he's talking about the three-fifths compromise, so my answer had duality. Because the duality of it is not only were you not three-fifths a person, but there was somebody who recognized your humanity and decided to make the slave owners who didn't think of you as any-fifths of a person. They thought of you as zero-fifths of a person because blacks couldn't vote. Slaves could not vote. They were property. And so by extension, what the Southern, the Democrats wanted to do was they said, I own these people that I know I treat as cattle, but I want them to have a vote. That vote is going to be my vote. I'm going to make them vote the way I vote. If nothing else, they may never vote. And this, they never wanted them to vote, by the way. I want to be clear about that. They never wanted them to vote, but they wanted them to count towards a vote. So when Congress was apportioning the representatives and what have you, they were going to count them all, including the slaves, and then the slave states were going to have more representatives than the free states, rather, and so thus slavery would slowly expand. And that's what it was about. And so two abolitionists said, no, let's look at this and let's figure out the numbers. And we're going to compromise with you, And I've explained it once, but I want to explain it again. I want people to be crystal clear about my stance on it. And they said, we'll compromise. We'll give them 3/5 of a vote. But in January, come January 1st of 1808, slavery ends. No more importation of slaves. So that meant that 3/5 of a vote was done. Then black folks were going to get the ability to vote. You know, at some point, they would no longer be slaves because they'd all die off. And everybody left would be free citizens who all had a vote. That was the intent. The founding fathers, some of the people who formed this nation said, we see the horror of this. We don't want it to exist. And here's this attorney saying, I was only 3/5 a person. Now, first of all, his mentality that he was only 3/5 a person is wrong. And because he still adopts it, he's still living in the late 1700s and the early 1800s to believe that. And then he's trying to say, well, no, metaphorically, my people were 3/5, 3/5, and therefore it was formed on the nation that we were lesser of people. But he doesn't want to explain the whole thing. So when I'm explaining this to Roland Martin, he doesn't want to believe it. Even Frederick Douglass, one of the best thinkers of our day, said this during the time, this is a great compromise because he knew exactly what it would do. It would prevent the expansion of slavery. But do you think that these guys are going to care? And so Roland Martin knows he's wrong, but he won't admit it. He can't admit it. So he brings up Plessy versus Ferguson. He brings up the 14th Amendment, say, well, we didn't get all this stuff until all these other things happened. But he knows that that was part of the Constitution was writing out slavery. It was writing in the humanity of the very people that helped build this nation. And he knows if he brings that message of overcoming, that message that these white guys saw their wrongs and they wrote it out, that there's no money in that for him. See, there's no money in educating people the correct way. So what's funny, a guy tweets to me and says, well, Roland's got, you know, there's 500,000 people on Twitter, and he's got this many people that this, that, and the other. And I said, wow, you're telling me that by virtue of the number of people he has on Twitter, he's got to be right. Yeah, that makes it right. And other people are arguing with me, you know, about the humanity of, you know, anybody that would consider somebody 3/5 of a person. And I'm arguing, you know, you obviously you people don't read for comprehension because I'm giving you the answers here and you don't want to pay attention. With 500,000 people, if I tweet something, I guarantee you at least 150 of them are going to respond back to you. There's been no exaggeration, less than 10 people that have responded to come to Roland's defense. And not a single one of them, in my opinion, has looked at what we're talking about. They just respond with you know, talking point nonsense. And I bet you no less than 50 of my followers have jumped on Roland, given him actual places to go look and read about it, saying, Kevin's exactly right. Here's all the stuff. We've come at them with facts. And fathead Roland, all he does is just complain. Oh, you're just crazy. And he called me. He said I was a joke. He said I was a joke. And I said, yeah, the joke from a guy who gets fired from CNN, has to do ghetto TV, then chimes in when I say something, can't even defend it because I ask him point blank, do you think this is a good or a bad thing? It was a bad thing for the slaves. Okay, so they should have made, if they had claimed that the slaves were 100% human, as you put it, with no vote, we'd still be slaves. Now, you explain to me how that's bad for the slaves. And he can't answer it. And he won't answer it, but he calls me a joke. This is what you're up against. Look, I'm not worried about them. When people would come to my defense on Roland, I would say, hey, you can stay out of this fight. I got Fathead. I'll beat him up. Don't worry about him. And then other people said that came out and said, don't worry, Kev's got this in hand. And then they send me notes saying, you know what, man, I'm so happy that you are embroiled in this fight, that you continue to do these things, because I don't know what would happen without you doing it. I know what would happen. Roland would win. That ideology would win. I'm not letting them win. And they go, what's the name calling? It's not name calling. Look at his head. He's got a super big head. That's why I call him Fatty.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.